29 minutes to 8 o'clock on a Monday morning, and wow, it's time now for... It's the Bold Heart segment with Sarah Swenson, who normally is doing something wildly physical, and today it's physical in a different regard, for instance, because you've been singing, have you, Sarah?
No, I haven't been singing.
Oh, you haven't?
Because we know from past experience that that's not... a good thing, right? But this is the Bold Heart segment is all about living life boldly. It's about making sure that we remind people through stories and other people's inspirational stories that we have one life and we need to live it as boldly as we can. So good morning to everyone. It's a cold and wet and could be considered a dull Monday morning, but let's liven it up. In the studio, we have a very special guest, Menzi Ngoma, and his mentor, Julie Davis. Welcome to the studio, guys.
Thank you.
Right. So, Dave, let me tell you the story behind this. So, I was at recently one of these great community events called Story Slam. And they have five speakers, and it's organized by a lady by the name of Karen Davidson.
Is that Doveton.
Doveton, right. And the last speaker stood up, and he stood up, and then out of his mouth came this magnificent sound, which is this gorgeous opera singing. And his story is quite incredible. So this morning is all about Menzi and his story, and it's a story of resilience. It's a story that life throws you some curveballs, and even though you have talent, sometimes that isn't enough. You need a helping hand and you need a guiding. So Menzi, what song did you open up at Story Slam with? What was it?
It's called Nesundorma.
Give us a quick glimpse into that.
Dile tua notte tramontate stelle, tramontate stelle, ai l'alma vincerò.
Isn't that amazing?
That is powerful. Man,
Dave, this is amazing, hey?
You know, it brings straight away the goosebumps and yeah. The tears, and it's, I don't know what it is. It's beautiful, Menzi. Yeah. You're my man. Yeah. You can stay all day.
So, Menzi, you grew up in a home. You sang in a church choir, and you talked a little bit, as we were saying beforehand. You talked a little bit about being quite naughty in school. Yeah. Now, how did you first discover, who did you go to say, I want to become an opera singer?
Firstly, I went straight to Mr. Mkize, who was a choir conductor back in the days while I was in high school. Firstly, greetings to everyone. Sorry, I'm being rude. I went to Mr. Mkize and says, Mr. Mkize, I saw this one guy called Mcebisi Xulu, and like, Mr. Mkize, I would like to join the choir because I saw this guy and I was bit jealous because I saw him and we always teasing everyone during break time. Yeah, you know, with the boys. And then he says, okay, I'll give you this record. He gave me a CD of the recording by Luciano Pavarotti, also with the copy. I didn't know anything. Even at home, everyone was surprised, like, Menzi. And then why they thought it's one of my jokes, I'm trying to crack a joke or something. They saw it was the first time me playing an opera at home. We do have a big sound at home, so I was playing my music there, trying to learn. I went back to Mr. Mkize, I sang. Everyone was surprised, like, and then where is this guy coming from? Because we only knew Mcebisi Xulu. Because I think jealousy of me wanting to be in the same level with Mcebisi Xulu, of which he was staying next to school. So it was easy for him to study, just to go back and do the rehearsal.
Yeah. So, Menzi, from there, you did get a break. So, unfortunately, you went to university, but as so many people, the financial means to do that wasn't there. But you did get a break, and you had this awesome opportunity to take us back to that. You had an opportunity to go overseas. But tell us what's going on in the background. What was happening?
I went overseas. It was 2017. That's when my talent was recognized. I went to the UK, performed there. Unfortunately, I have to come back in South Africa and back to the reality of me trying whatever that I was supposed to try. And I found myself starting a business of Uber I was a driver. I was an Uber driver. And then from there, I met a lady called Kim Davey.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's when a lady took a video of myself singing. And I think it was a year started being a driver. And then that's when she posted a video. And then the video went viral. And then I also got my second chance blown everyone away. Everyone was amazed about this guy who's singing opera while driving an Uber. And yet I was supposed to be an Uber driver at that time, because the reality says you are stuck with being an Uber driver with your talent. It's good. It's fine. We can hear that your talent is there, but you are stuck for the living, for the fact and the life living. You need to be an Uber driver.
So sometimes fame happens, but fame can appear a certain way, but you actually don't have the means. There's not the financial means. You could actually be hungry. You said you're posing for photos and being famous, but you're actually hungry. And so this is a roller coaster journey of the ups and downs of fame, and then having to revert to being an Uber driver to provide on a practical level. What have you learned through, and being famous is actually not a great thing, is it?
Yes.
What have you learned through these ups and downs?
You just need to be honest to yourself. That's one thing I tell everyone who gets to my car and then says, you just need to, because I have this catch that says, when everyone asks about, and who you are, so Google me. Oh, you're famous. And I'm like, yeah, I am famous, but I am an Uber driver as well. Mm-hmm. As I'm taking you to your millionaire business meeting. So, yeah. So I think the lesson that I'm learning from it, just to be honest to yourself, because there are times where they want to take a photo with you while you are hungry. They want to take a photo with you while you are driving a car that can stuck any time on a freeway with no fuel.
Mm.
Yeah.
Julie, You've observed this journey and how important it is for talent to be mentored and to be given or shown a way to grow this talent in a way that is sustainable. You've been alongside Menzi for a while. You're helping him on this journey as hopefully this next round he gets the opportunities. What do you think is the best advice for young talent?
It is a reflection of South Africa that we have a whole pool of talent in our country.
Mm.
People who are very gifted, people who've got so much potential that we can rise in South Africa. And yet, it's all untapped.
Yeah.
We've got people who don't get the opportunity for education. They don't get the opportunity to further their talents. And we, as a country, are lacking because we're great. But we're not making the most of our greatness and our lovely people with talents in all different kinds of areas need to be nurtured. They need to be mentored.
Mm.
They need the business skills. They need the management skills. As we know throughout history, so many artists, musicians have talents, but they perhaps only might be recognized after the end of their lives.
Mm.
So we have Menzi here and now. He had chance number one. He had chance number two. This is chance number three, and we're at his side. We want him to make a go of this, and we want him to set an example to other young people that they should not give up. They should go forward with their talents, and we are around to help in any way that we can.
It's so interesting. You described as you've got the skill of Pavarotti, but without the training. And so I hope on this journey now that you cement the training and there's the opportunities. So if anybody is listening out there and would like to get in contact with you, Menzi, how do they do that? Maybe they want to book you for their year end to come and wow their clients. How do they get hold of you?
It's very easy. I'm Menzi Mngoma on every platform.
Okay.
So yeah, it's very easy. Menzi Mngoma on every platform. There are my numbers there. Yeah.
And finally, Menzi, if somebody out there is listening and they've got a talent or a gift, and they've heard your story they've heard that it's such a roller coaster. You know, fame is fickle and you go up and down and the ups are high and the downs are very low. Yeah. What advice would you give to them from your experience?
As I've mentioned earlier, just be honest to yourself. and never give up with your passion and with your talent. The sky is the limit with everything.
Dave, have you been inspired this morning? Because I have.
Well, you know, I hear the story, and it's all too common, and all too, I suppose, predictable in our beloved country, because we don't have a proud track record of supporting the arts, and our current Minister of Arts and Culture, Dear Gayton, has made lots of promises, but we've yet to see concrete evidence of anything really happening in that regard. But I think, in a sense, it's fair to say that often you make your own story. So, quite right. Things happen at the right time and the universe is unfolding as it should. And I think that this conversation right now, on air, and it's even sparked something with us. You know, we've been looking at creating a music platform on the 88FM brand for some time. And we've been talking about it very seriously, and I think maybe we should have a sidebar conversation.
That's amazing.
Because I think that there is definitely opportunity. So strange things happen, and hopefully good things happen.
Absolutely.
And it's been really cool listening to the story, but hearing the voice, I mean, unwarmed up on a Monday morning on a cold kind of wet day, that pure solid gold, those pipes just open up. Man.
Gives you shivers.
It's beautiful. It's beautiful.
Thank you.
Lindsay, one more line from, can you give us anything? Sing for us.
La donna immobile, qual piume il vento, muta d'accento, e di pensiero. Sempre una mobile, leggiadro viso, il pianto in riso, e menzognero. La donna immobile, qual piume al vento, muta d'accento.
Can I just interrupt this little performance that we're having in the studio by saying that please don't put Menzie just in the opera box.
Okay.
There might be people who are listening who've got functions coming up over Christmas, perhaps weddings and so on. Menzie is very, very adaptable.
Lovely.
He can sing in many different genres. What genres can you sing, Menzie?
I also do contemporary and pop as well.
Fantastic.
Yeah, so very,
And gospel?
Yeah, also gospel music,
multi-talented man.
I hope so everybody's been inspired by this morning's Monday Bold Heart segment, and may we live life boldly on this Monday morning.
And this will be up as a podcast, so that if you've just joined us and you're wondering who we've been talking to, or Sarah has been, well, you'll be able to catch up on demand on any platform you choose. This is the kind of music that Menzie sings. I think he sings it better than Andrea personally, but then, you know, I'm biased.